This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
We are back. Thank you all out there for hanging in there. Took a little break. Had to go to the boys' room. Too much information. Sorry. I had to do it, man. Had to do it. Anyway, we thank Alan Poopar for joining us as always and giving us the skinny on the Miami Dolphins tomorrow. Joe Shad's day. He will join us with the American Dream Lending Miami Dolphins weekly report. And we will talk a little Dolphins with him. Don't forget, call my man Eves at American Dream Lending. If you are looking for a mortgage and a company that you can trust, make sure you tell them that Big O sent you. 786-930-4818. That's 786-930-4818. NMLS 1359704. Call the folks at American Dream Lending. Trust me, they will take care of you. Really, really good people, man. They are awesome. I've known them for a while. Not only Eves, Anthony, and just a staff that's going to work hard for you and get you a good. And man, interest rates are like down in the twos. So take advantage, man. Get a new deal. As great as Josh Allen was last year, he's just not consistently accurate QB. He missed many throws last week. I would prefer accuracy over arm strength any day. And it was only one game, but he was pretty accurate last year, dude. He made some throws that were pretty nasty. Like, you're like, whoa, I was impressed. Look, I didn't believe in Josh Allen. I saw him at the Senior Bowl, and I was like, what the F? I mean, the guy was spraying it all over the place. He couldn't hit the side of a barn. And then his first year, he was terrible at throwing the football. And I was convinced, like, okay, this guy doesn't have it. And then what he did in years two and three, I hate to say it, it's super impressive. But I have to give the young man credit. Brian Daboll, whoever it was that worked with him somehow or another, I got to give them mad props at what they did with that kid. They made him into a quarterback. And I'm not going to go off of, you know, one game that he wasn't great last week and all that stuff. I got to see him for a stretch. Now I've given him the benefit of the doubt of what he's done the last 2 years. Now he's got to show me that he's regressed back to where you think he is. I have not seen that, my friend. So I got to see it first for me to believe it, that he's just not, doesn't have the goods. If we can't stop the run and run the ball constantly, we aren't going to no playoffs. Okay, but the case is they're 1-0 without a dominating running game. And as Alan pointed out, they did average pretty much 4 yards a carry if it wasn't for a couple of plays that they had to, you know, kill the average overall. So I get that. And you're right. They've got to stop the run. They've got to be able to run the ball. Once you get to the playoffs, I get it. Defenses take over. It gets a little bit more conservative. All of those things. I'm with you, man. I'm not arguing with you on that. But I'm not going to overreact after one game. I'm just not. I got people giving up on Jalen Phillips. And, like, I could tell, like, you didn't watch Jason Taylor his first and second years. I mean, it wasn't like he was dominating. He got run over a lot. He did a little better in pass rush, but again, it's only one game. But I don't know. Maybe Jalen Phillips ends up with 8 sacks this year. I don't know. I have no idea. And I thought Allen had a good an interesting thought where he said maybe this week, because it's Josh, they tell him, yo, dude, unleash the Kraken. Just go after the quarterback. Don't worry about setting the edge. Don't worry about dropping back and pass. We got that covered. You get after the quarterback. Go get that dude. And he is a big athletic dude that can chase after another big athletic dude. But am I supposed to give up on Jalen Phillips already too? After Rousseau got 2 sacks in the preseason, we had people freaking out. And I'm a Rousseau guy. But I'm not going to give up on Jalen Phillips. Let's give him some time. He's playing. Unlike Noah Igbinoghibi, who cannot play and they can't afford to play him. That's just the bottom line. The numbers game has got Noah out. And that's just the way things have developed. What are you going to do? Take time away from Nick Needham? Hells no. And you're not benching any of your edge corners. So we're going to get Jalen Phillips an opportunity to make mistakes, which he's going to make plenty, to get beaten. If you watch that game, it looked to me like he was getting better pass rush as the game went on. And this is part of technique. He's got to learn how to use his length. He's got to get stronger, which they all have to get stronger when they get to this level. We can't give up on players that easily. Patriots broke 135-yard run. They averaged 3.1 yards a carry after that early run. You take that for 17 games if you can. You're right. And after they got that 35-yard run, they ended up punting. So they were bending, but they didn't break. And it's what Allen said. There was a lot of that last season. And I got to tell you, if you're going to bend and not break, I'll take that over breaking all the time. Okay? I'll take that. Let's see. Yeah, but Big O, do you think they were premature in giving him that big contract? Who are we talking about, doggy? Jose, I don't know who you're talking about. Jason Phillips is double team a lot. I don't know who you're talking about, the big contract. Are we talking about Jones? Who are we talking about? Let's see, what else do we have here? Overall, let's see. But people crowning Tua is ridiculous. He still needs to keep showing. Nobody's crowned Tua. Nobody's crowned him. We can all make our predictions. Just like you can make your predictions that somebody's going to be bad, somebody can make a prediction that they're going to be good. Okay? It's all fair. So I haven't heard anybody say Tua arrived. Nobody has said that. I think he's going to have a good year. But the same way that I said he had a good year, I've predicted others to have bad years or coaches that are terrible or whatever it is, or the Ndamukong Suh contract was stupid. So plenty of things you can predict, good or bad. It goes both ways. But I don't see anybody on the text line, anybody emailing me, anybody sending me a tweet that says Tua is the bomb. He's elite. He's already one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Not one person has said that. Now, a lot of us can be hopeful that Tua will be good, and some of you out there are going to be that Tua sucks and he doesn't have an arm and that he's short and he's left-handed. That's the other thing. Oh, he's left-handed. You can't be good if you're left-handed. Like, you know. Paul Curry says, Big O, my B-days today. Also, can I get a shout-out to Paul in Connecticut? Beat the Bills for my B-day. Paul, happy birthday out there, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you out there. Appreciate you for always supporting the show. So happy birthday to Paul. Happy birthday to Dan Marino. And happy birthday to Jesse Davis. How about that? Three amazing people celebrating birthdays today. Because Paul is an amazing dude. He supports us. So all of you are amazing that support us. I ain't crowned Tua, but the media sure is crowning Mac. Yeah, they have. They have crowned Mac. They call him the next Brady. You're right about that. Yep. You are correct, sir. Oh, Josh Allen's contract, Jose, is what you were talking about. They had to pay it, man. They had no choice. Because you let him play out, and then what? He's playing into his final season. And so it's just one of those things that you're probably, because this is his fourth year, if I'm correct. And you've got to pick up the option. You don't want him playing on the option. That just sets, that's your quarterback. That's a bad precedent. The guy just had an MVP-like season. You're a Super Bowl contender, which, you know, I hate to say it, but the Bills are the one of those few teams that you look at that can challenge Kansas City for the supremacy of the AFC East. I mean, the AFC East, the AFC. And so that's your leader. That's your guy. He had he was a monster last year. And so what are you going to do? Make him play into his final year without a deal? That sends a terrible message into your locker room. Because then if you treat him like that and he's your most important player, how are you going to treat all the other guys? So you have to take care of that deal now, unfortunately. That's just they were in a spot that they had to do it, my friend. Now, if he regresses like, you know, one guy thought he would, then yeah, it becomes a bad deal, unfortunately. But for now, this is the way you got to go. And remember, that new contract will start because they didn't have to pick up the fifth-year option. So it'll probably start next year if I'm correct. So this is his final year of his rookie deal, and he won't even have to play in his fifth year on a rookie contract. It'll be already the new deal. Chris Adams, thank you, sir, giving us a little love on the Super Chat. Big O, I agree with you 1,000%. This team is young and has optimism. Chris Greer has built a championship team. It's a great coach. I expect big things. Well, they're not a championship team yet, but I think that they're headed in that direction with Greer, Flores, and Tua. I think eventually they'll get there. I'm hopeful that all of this will work out. I'm super impressed already with what's gone on and where they're at right now. To me, this is the best I've seen the Dolphins in a long, long, long time. The only thing that felt a little better for the moment is Jimmy getting the defensive players. Because obviously Jimmy sucked on the other side of the ball. He killed the offense. It's terrible. But he did do a great job with that defense, and then that defense helped bring us some entertainment for many years. Unfortunately, they didn't win anything, and that's where I think this franchise changes. I think they're going to win, actually. That's the difference. I think this will be a really good franchise when it's all said and done. N3ILA, or Nila, I don't know if that's what you want me to say. If Mac was so good, why didn't Saban start him instead of Tua? Tua beat him out. But don't leave the facts out, bro. Don't start. They don't want to hear facts, bro. Why do you think they want to hear facts? Why would they want to hear facts? Facts don't matter. It's whatever you want to believe. That's how it goes in this world. Doesn't matter what the facts are. I'm not going to believe it. Big O, I hope my email reached you. Much love, brother. I check my emails after the show, my man. So I will reach out to you. If you send me an email at BigORadioShow@yahoo.com, I will answer it later on in the afternoon, the evening. You'll get an answer from me there. Okay? Just so all of you will know. Let's see. What do we have here? Want to see something to make sure we good. Jimmy Amaya, thank you, sir. Giving a little love on the Cash App. Manuel Malo, thank you, sir. Giving us some love on the Cash App. Very kind of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What else do we have here? Let me see. Where are we at here? Let me check Venmo to make sure. Who else came in besides the boys here? Let's see. Little Venmo. No Venmo. Okay, excellent. So appreciate those of you that sent in a little love there. Remember, Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. You know, it's crazy. And I, you know, I play crypto all the time, as you all know, invest in crypto all the time. I'm not telling you to invest in this coin at all. Whatsoever. Just want you to know. Okay, before you, okay? But Miami Coin, as you all know, the city of Miami is the first city in the world to have its own digital currency. So Miami Coin was created, and it came out just a little over a month ago. And remember we talked about Solana yesterday, and I told you guys never, ever FOMO into something that is parabolic. And if you watch now, Solana's been going down. And you wait for the dip because there's always going to be a market correction. So Miami Coin came out and it went to 5.8 cents, I believe it was. And I saw it and all that. And I said, typical, what I do is I wait. I said, let me see where it goes after, because it's going to dip. And it ended up dipping to 1.1 cent. Okay. So I said, yeah, let me invest in a little Miami Coin. And there you go. My money's tripled. It's now at 3 cents. Well, doubled in a way, because the first third of it is my money. But yeah, there you go. So that's why I always tell you guys, patience. When you hodl, patience. And I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy that loves the crypto market, and I invest in the crypto market. I'm going to give you guys a tip. I posted it on my Twitter page last night. I retweeted it earlier this morning. BitTorrent, BTT, you can get it on Voyager. You can get it on Gate.io, but Gate.io is a Canadian company, and the only way to fund your account is by transferring coin from one to another. And that's a little more difficult. With Voyager, you could just connect your bank account and you're in. Voyager has it. And right now, BitTorrent is not even at a penny. It's just under half a cent. BitTorrent has teamed up with Tron. The Tron blockchain. Tron has four times the transactions that PayPal has. The BitTorrent blockchain now is also going to be user-friendly in the sense of it's going to connect with Binance, Ethereum, and Cardano, the three biggest blockchains right now in the world. It intends on connecting with Cosmos and Polkadot and Solana and all the other ones too, because it intends on going everywhere. Plus, it won't be deflationary. What else was I going to tell you? There was a couple of other things that I want to remember about about BTT. So it is there. Oh, on the 31st of October, they will announce I think it's a hard fork, and they're going to have layer two. So layer two will allow them to add it, which bridges layer one and two, which allows them to shard and to have more transactions. So BTT is about to go into a growth phase. And right now it's at less than just under half a cent. Let me see if I can pull it up for you here on it. Right now it's at just under half a cent. And let me tell you something, folks, if you can get BTT right now, go for it. Yeah, it's still half a cent. You see it there? Half a cent or under half a cent, 4-1. I think this thing's going to soar. Okay. And it might get to, you know, a couple pennies. It might get to a quarter. It might get to 50 cents, whatever. But BitTorrent eventually, and this is not a short hold, this is a long-term hold. I've had BitTorrent for a while, but I will admit I'm adding more BitTorrent now, because when October 31st rolls around and it starts catapulting, then you've got people that want to FOMO in, and here's your opportunity. Not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you you do that. You do your own homework and check it out. But just like I've given you the tips with Cardano when it was at 90 cents and a dollar, and VeChain when it was at 5, 6, 7, and 8, 9 cents, and Ethereum when it was down at 1500 and 1700 and 1800, I told you to get on Ethereum, and all the other things that I've told you, that pretty much I've been on target with all the coins. You've made money on all the coins that I've told you. You can already sell out of the coins that I've told you. When I told you Ethereum was at 1700, when it got to 4000, you could have sold out. You could sell out now in the middle of the 3000s, and you're making plenty of cash. VeChain's at like 15 cents. If you got it at 5, 6, 7 cents, you can sell out and make some money. You know what I mean? Cardano, you got it at $1, $1.02, $1.05, 99 cents. It's been in 240s, 250s, even $3. You could have gotten out and made plenty of money. So I have not misled you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect because I am far from perfect. Ask my wife. I like BitTorrent a lot. I like it a lot. And I think eventually it's going to grow. So just a little tip. You can find it on Voyager. And good luck to you if you want to. Do your own homework. Make your own decisions. It's your own money. I am just going to give you a tip. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So that's my crypto tip of the day for those of you out there. Thoughts on the new Maiden album? I love it, bro. I love it. I actually think it's better than not Book of Souls. The, what is it? Frontiers, whatever. Oh God, what's the name of that album? Two albums ago. I think it's better than that one. Actually, it's really good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Let's see. What else do we have here? Battle Royale between Coach Flo, Vrabel, Dan Campbell, and Sarah. Sarah. Who's Sarah? Is that the, are you talking about, oh, Salah. You're talking about the Jets coach. Oh, you're going, I don't know. Big O, heading to Miami tomorrow morning for my first home game ever. Hope to see you post game. Well, Ohio John, come on over to the post game, bro. We'll be there for a couple of hours after the show. It's 15 minutes away from the stadium, the Sports Grill in Miami Lakes, right off the Palmetto. What you do is the stadium's on 27th Avenue. Take it south and you run in right to the highway, the Palmetto, and then you take that highway west. And then you get off on 154th Avenue. As you turn the bend, it's the first exit off the bend, 154th. And then you hang a right, and we're right there. It's really easy to get to from the stadium, actually. Super simple to get from the stadium. So I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, Ohio John. Thank you, sir, for coming on out there. And by the way, you gotta, when you get to Ohio John, order some special grilled wings, dude. Okay? You will remember me forever. Those are the finest wings on the planet, all right? The special grilled wings. I can eat those things forever, every single day if I be dangerous, but I can do it if I wanted to. Liam will be our future at right tackle. I don't agree with Omar that he will play left guard. Liam is a tackle, not a guard. Well, we'll find out, man. Time will tell us all about all of that. Let's see, what else do we have in there? Where can I buy BTT coin? Like I said, Voyager. Voyager is the place where you can get it. Okay? It's a decent app, man. They do a good job. I can't get it on crypto.com, which is my favorite. They don't have it. They don't have every coin. You know? Like, I love Veracity, but I had to get it on gate.io. There are certain coins that I could not get. Cody. Now Coinbase added Cody. And I love Cody. I've had Cody for a while on gate.io. On gate.io, I've had to get Theta. I love Theta. There's no Theta on crypto. There's no Theta on Coinbase. So I had to get it on gate.io. Ecomi. Love Ecomi. I could not get that anywhere. I had to get it on gate.io. Veracity. VRA. Love that. I got it at 13 cents. I got it. I'm sorry. I got it at .013, and now it's at .038. So I've more than tripled it now at this point. Let's see. StormX is another one. You can get StormX. You know, that's a good coin, not a great coin. I wouldn't tell you to, you know, go crazy on StormX, but I love, man. I'm a big Cody guy. Theta, Chili's, Ecomi, Veracity, BitTorrent. Those are some that I really like that are kind of a little bit off the beaten path. And you got to kind of really follow hardcore to kind of know those. Theta is still, let me tell you something, at $6.90, it's still a hell of a deal right now. Theta. Still a hell of a deal. And that's the key. Finding the right coins. And finding deals right now because everything is up in the market. That's why I tell you that BitTorrent has not gotten on this bandwagon with everything else. It still has held its price down. And I've been telling you VeChain too. VeChain was in the 11 cent mark. Now it's back up to 12 cent and it's going to go back up again. It was recently at 15 cents. 15 cents it was. So it's going to go back and it's going to go past that. VeChain was at 24 cents before the market correction overall. And VeChain is going to explode in my eyes. So there you go. All right. Those are the tips that I have for all of you out there. All right. But BTT, just saying, it's a decent deal right now. Anyone ever notice he's only played 10 games? Clown, I don't know. I don't know who that is. Who's he talking about, Jeremiah? Who are you talking about, Jeremiah? You got to be talking about Tua, right? Because it's only 10 games, right? Yeah, I know. To make any determination on Tua now is just asinine. So there you go. Troy T says, Tua's not the guy, fellas. You'll all see by the end of the season, Watson will be our QB next season. I completely disagree, Troy. I think it's silly to make any kind of determination on Tua right now. I think he's got the goods to be one hell of a quarterback for your team. So we'll see. We shall see. What else do we have here that I wanted to talk about on the pro?